Oh, who are you going to play with otherwise? Lennon and McCartney, they were school buddies, am I right?
Charlie Parker didn't know anybody until Joe Jones threw a cymbal at his head.
So that's your idea of success, huh?
I think being the greatest musician of the 20th century is anybody's idea of success.
Dying broke and drunk and full of heroin at the age of 34 is not exactly my idea of success.
I'd rather die drunk, broke at 34 and have people at a dinner table talk about me than live to be rich and sober at 90 and nobody remember who I was.
Ah, but your friends will remember you. That's the point.
None of us were friends with Charlie Parker. That's the point.
The young girl says to her mom, how did you know that father was the one? Then mom just rolls her eyes. She says you'll find that special guy, but to herself she cannot lie. She says I'm praying for the day I die to bury me. Then boy becomes a man and finds that special one who understands. He knows what's meant to be. Her fault he cannot see. Now he's down on bended knee. I pledge my love eternally. Would you marry me? Take this woman,
no!
Will you take this man,
no!
For the rest of your awful life, she is your lawful wedded wife. Take this woman,
no!
Will you take this man,
no!
Eternal agonies in holy matrimony. Not two. Now joined as one, and from this holy union comes a son. So the cycle begins again. Another fool is on his knees. Where is my alimony? Hang yourself with the family tree. Say, marry me. Take this one.
No.
They take this man.
No.
Eternal agony in holy matrimony. Take this woman.
No.
They take this man.
No.
For the rest of your awful life, she is your lawful wedded wife. Menopause, midlife crisis moment. For the rest of your life, till death do you part, until the kids leave home, she is your wife.
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason. Episode 256 coming at you. I'd rather not.
That's right, folks. That's the theme of this episode. Like, we were going to make it, and then we were like, I'd rather not. But then one person reached out and said, hey, I listen to your podcast. And we were like, damn it, fine.
This guy's got some kind of legal beanie on. One of his attorneys provided it.
That's right.
Consolation of his mega payments to the court system. Anyway,
DJ Matador, attorney at Mayhem.
Drinking a Stella Artois right now. And yeah, I got drunk last night. Yep.
Nice. Yeah, I'm drinking coffee.
I'd rather not catch coronavirus. So
I really would rather not. I mean, that's kind of why I wear a mask and advocate for other people to wear masks.
But I absolutely have to go to brunch today. I just have to. So
absolutely have to.
Looking for the outdoor spots, the patios. The only way I'll go. I haven't eaten inside a restaurant in 10 months or something.
Oh, yeah. Inside of a restaurant?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, I think, the last time I ate inside a restaurant. Oh, we got some
flyover. It is Sacramento. Concrete jungle.
That looked like a ghetto ass plane, let me tell you what. janky, 19. It would have been baller in 1972.
Sounds about right.
It was like a flying RV. It was like the ship from Spaceballs.
Nice reference. And yeah, man. Anyway, so this one's kind of weird. I mean, it's DJ Gower came up with the theme. I'm out of ideas, so it's my interpretation of the I'd rather not, which should be, you'll be like, what?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
the Vandals would rather not get married in the opening track.
There you go. That goes, that's perfect. It's,
nice. We got a bunch of cool music on this one, some lag wagging.
I mean, who doesn't ever experience that feeling of being I gotta go do something. Do I want to do it? No. I'd rather not. But I still fucking have to follow through and finish.
That's true. Yeah, you'll hear a lot of cool, weird bands. Bruno Mars. I don't know about that. In the background right now, E40. Nope.
I'm sorry, what?
Yup. Nope.
Yeah.
Yup. Yeah,
E40 is good, but I meant, did you say Bruno Mars?
Yeah, that's right. We got some Bruno, some Kendrick Lamar, some Lagwagon, some Bad Religion, some Pearl Jam, some Oingo Boingo.
Nice.
All right.
All right, I'm into it.
Yeah, man, and that's some rando punk music I discovered that... It's about the song's about Netflix. I don't know, dude. And it's being sequestered in your house, which we've done for months and months. Anyway, we're going to play some more music. Thanks for listening. If you do, I'd rather not.
Rhyme.
And I'd rather not.
You're gonna be a wife. Thank you to Chris Franklin for these lyrics. The world has caught a virus, so I've written you a poem. We need your help to cure it, so stay the fuck at home. And if you have got 12 kids or you're living on your own, lock it down and isolate and stay the fuck at home. If you think you're not at risk here, you're living in a dome. It spreads faster than a hooker's leg, so stay the fuck at home. I need the gym, I need the beach, I hear you bitch and moan. You need to grow a brain cell and stay the fuck at home. But I feel fine, I don't feel sick. I'll go out on my own. How thick are you, you selfish prick? Please just stay the fuck at home. From LA through to Berlin, from Wuhan through to Rome, there's people dying every day, so stay the fuck at home. If you need to contact family, use Facebook, Skype, or phone. We've got the fucking internet, so stay the fuck at home. The only way to slow it down is isolate, not roam. Please help the world get back on track and stay the fuck at home. Stay the fuck at home, stay the fuck at home. Don't you be a fucking dick, please stay the fuck at home. Stay the fuck at home.
Can't go to public places, COVID's on my mind. So I binge on Tiger King. Am I rooting for Carol Baskin? Spend my days in hiding. Second season dead to me. So many shows I need to say. No more walks in the park, might as well watch Ozark. Best time I ever had, streaming 5 seasons of Breaking Bad. Spend my days in hiding. Retro television shows, can't take this feeling anymore. TV used to feel so good, and now I can't believe I can't take Netflix anymore. I can't take Netflix anymore.
Get me out of here. Cut me loose. Cut me the hell. Come on, get me out of here. Come on, get me out of here. Cut me loose, damn it.
If I have to, if I don't, then I'm a star.
See, I'd rather not be out on the block. I'd rather find a legal way for me to make my guap. See, I'm too damn old to be running from the cops. I hustle if I have to, if I don't, then I'ma stop.
I'd rather not be out on the block. I'd rather find a legal way for me to make my guap. I'm too damn old to be running from the cops. I hustle if I have to, if I don't, then I'ma stop.
Yeah. Some really bad cards is what they hand me. So I do what I gotta to feed my family. But y'all got tryna be a thug confused with manly. So can we be just a little bit smarter? Understand me. I don't want my kids growing up with daddy behind prison bars. And having our visits overlooked by prison guards. Every day there's too many men and women charged, giving hard time for the crimes from trying to be out here living large. Y'all know they got the system fucked. They try to hold you down, not lift you up. And they make it really hard just to grip a buck so they can pick you up for serving shit to clucks. And I don't wanna get caught up, so I had to change up my decisions. Y'all know that they're trying to make money by filling up all these private prisons. You gotta handle your shit better, doesn't mean that you can't get cheddar. Get your mind right up for the limelight, grind tight, then you could be a real grip getter. Instead of one more D-boy tricking off money on plenty hoes, and his number one focus in life is riding around on 24s.
See, I'd rather not be out on the block. I'd rather find a legal way for me to make my guap. See, I'm too damn old to be running from the cops. I hustle if I have to, if I don't, then I'ma stop.
I'd rather not be out on the block. I'd rather find a legal way for me to make my guap. I'm too damn old to be running from the cops. I hustle if I have to, if I don't, then I'ma stop.
Do you really want
sell dope in your 30s. You're gonna fail, bro, it ain't sturdy. Plus you got the mindset of a teenager trying to tell folks that you're dirty. Quit bragging over dumb shit, trying to look hard, then wonder why you got caught up. People that kick the dough, that make you hit the flow, empty the clip, then go for your product. See if something comes up and you need to make money, just flip a little bit till you get right. You don't wanna let your greed get the best, they can stay low key, man, you gotta keep your shit tight. Here's an insight. Some people see you're doing too good, they wanna take you out, the detour to the fakest route. And if they can, they'll snitch. That shit you gotta think about. Think about your business. Is this, or what you thinking you are gonna get rich? Can everything you work for come to a halt with the testimony of a single witness? Your next lick, invest it. Fuck fresh kicks in your next whip. Make a conscious maneuver to an entrepreneur, respect it when you exit. See, I'm not trying to knock the hustle, we've all done dirt, and I know that it's hard to make it. You gotta be smart to make it. You can't do shit if you end up incarcerated. Gotta think about the long game, not the short game. Focus on the right path and plot. If the risk outweighs the reward, then fuck it, I'd rather not.
See, I'd rather not be out on the block. I'd rather find a legal way for me to make my guap. See, I'm too damn old to be running from the cops. I hustle if I have to, if I don't then I'ma stop.
I'd rather not be out on the block. I'd rather find a legal way for me to make my guap. I'm too damn old to be running from the cops. I hustle if I have to, if I don't then I'ma stop.
One, two, three, four, five. Break down, baby.
Fuck you, you're cool, and fuck you, I'm out.
Brian was gonna quit, but they fired him before he could.
Don't worry. Don't worry. I'm not gonna do what everyone thinks I'm gonna do. Flip out, man. All I want to know is, who's coming? Who's coming? Who's coming with me? Huh? Who's coming with me, man?
I will.
Jan. Thank you, Jan. Yeah. Bully, man! Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Gonna not do it.
Get my tools.
If you said, hey, there's a new spot with a good band and a line around the block, all bets are off. Yeah, your place will be my next stop. If it's a weeknight.
Episode 256, I'd Rather Not.
That's right. Who wouldn't rather not, right? It's a thing that happens when you get older. You get to be about 40, and next thing you know, you're like, you want to go somewhere? And you're like, yeah, I'd rather not.
Yeah, exactly. I'm staying home. Anyway, man, DJ Gower just got a puppy. Sent me the photo.
That's great.
Got a couple dogs myself, and yeah, man. Welcome to the pet ownership.
It's a commitment. It's not something you should tread lightly on. Like, oh, hey, I willy nilly got a dog today. Like, you know, something that you gotta. It's like living with a 5-year-old for 10 years.
Yeah, no shit.
Wow.
And we were trying to, the dogs just scratch the fuck out of us constantly. So we were like trimming its claws and it was like, like just whining. Like, I've coddled this dog so hard. Since he was a puppy. So,
yeah, that's how it goes. Yeah. So, you know, but at the same time, that's why, like, that's the most important time to lay down that structure and that consistency so that they grow with it and know it.
That's right. And, I'd like to give a shout out. This Is Not Happening on Comedy Central. Have you ever heard of this show?
No, can't say that.
It's pretty freaking awesome. I just discovered it on Thursday. And yeah, I've just been watching them. It's like an 8-minute story of a random topic. Like, one's combat, one's romance. You know, it's all comedians. So yeah, check that out.
That's awesome.
Hours of entertainment. And it's just random actors, too, tell their stories, you know, of pretty good.
Yeah, for sure. I'll have to check that out. And once I collect my check from Comedy Central, I'll be sure to let you know.
I know. God damn it, man. We'll never get sponsored. I'll pay my $10. And I think the next show, if I'm not mistaken, is the anniversary.
I believe it is.
Oh,
that's
man.
Right. 11 years of tears.
That's true. All right, we're playing some more music. Here we go. The dog is restless. So it begins. Rhyme.
And canines of treason.
I'm not gonna not. It's getting dusty.
Hold on.
Hold on. She's got a left foot. Holy hell. Wait, there could be stumps, so I would...
Guys, am I the only one that thinks she's not even listening to us?
You're terrifying me! Wait, tree! Chris, I swear to gosh, I'm not ready to die. I don't feel good! Watch the horn. Wait, corn.
With tears in your eyes, running from poo-poo and Prentice. Go back outside, I beat your ass, little nigga. That homework better be finished. I beat your ass, your teachers better not be bitching about you in class. That piece of bed not be wasted, you eat it all. The TV better not be loud if you got it on. Them Jordans better not get dirty when I just bought them. Better not hear about you humping on Keisha's daughter. Better not hear you got caught up. I beat your ass, you better not run to your father. I beat your ass, you know my patience running thin. I got boo-boo payments to make. County buildings on my ass, trying to take my food stamps away. I beat your ass if you tell them social workers he live here. I beat your ass if I beat your ass twice and you still here. 7 years old, think you run this house by yourself? Nigga, you gon' fear me if you don't fear no one else.
If I can smoke fear away, I roll that motherfucker up. A bitch, pull them panties to her side now.
I probably die anonymous, I probably die with promises. I probably die walking back home from the candy house. I probably die because these colors are standing out. I probably die because I ain't know the Marcus was snitching. I probably die at these house parties fucking with bitches. I probably die from witnesses leaving me false accused. I probably die from thinking that me and your hood was cool. Or maybe die from pressing the line, acting too extra. Or maybe die because these smokers are more than desperate. I probably die from one of these patents and blue badges. Body slammed in black and white paint, my bones snapping. Or maybe die from panic, or die from being too lax. Or die for waiting on it, die cause I'm moving too fast. I probably die trying to buy weed. diffuse, two homies arguing. I probably die, cause that's what you do when you're 17. My worries in a hurry, I wish I controlled things.
If I could smoke fear away, I'd roll that motherfucker up.
Accustomed to more fear, accumulated 10 times over throughout the years. My newfound life made all of me magnified. How many accolades do I need to block denial? The shock value of my success promotes in me. All this money is God playing a joke on me. Is it for the moment and will he see me as Job? Take it from me and leave me worse than I was before. At 27, my biggest fear was losing it all. Scared to spend money, had me sleeping from hard to hard. Scared to go back to Section 8 with my mama stressing. 30 shows a month and I still won't buy me no Lexus. What is an advisor? Somebody that's holding my checks just to fuck me over and put my finances in debt. I read a case about Rihanna's accountant and wonder how did the bad girl feel when she looked at them numbers. That type of shit'll make me flip out and just kill some, drill some, get ill and feel wretched with a little some. I practice running from fear, guess I had some good luck. At 27 years old, my biggest fear was being judged. How they look at me, reflect on myself, my family, my city. What they say about me reveal if my reputation will miss me. What they see from me will trickle down generations in time. What they hear from me will make them highlight my simplest lines. I'm talking fear, fear losing creativity. I'm talking fear, fear missing out on you and me. I'm talking fear, fear losing loyalty for pride, cause my DNA won't let me evolve in the light of God. I'm talking fear, fear that my humbleness is gone. I'm talking fear, fear that love ain't living here no more. I'm talking fear, fear that is wickedness or weakness. Fear, whatever it is, both is distinctive. Fear, what happens on earth stays on earth, and I can't take these feelings with me, so hopefully they disperse. Within 14 tracks, carried out over wax, searching for resolutions until somebody get back. Fear, what happens on earth stays on earth, and I can't take these feelings with me, so hopefully they disperse. Within 14 tracks, carried out over wax, wondering if I'm living through fear or living through rap.
Damn.
God damn you.
Today I don't feel like doing anything. I just wanna lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone, so leave a message at the tone. Cause today I swear I'm not doing anything. I'm gonna kick my feet up and stare at the fan. Turn the TV on, throw my hand in my pants. Nobody's gonna tell me I can't. Nah, I'll be lounging on the couch, just chilling in my snuggie. Click to MTV so they can teach me how to Dougie. Cause in my castle, I'm the freaking man. Oh, yes, I said it. She's gonna scream out, this is great.
Oh my god, this is great.
Yeah, I might mess around and get my college degree. I bet my old man will be so proud of me. But sorry, pops, you'll just have to wait. Oh.
anything. Nothing at all.
Hold it, man. Give me a beat.
Hey, when I come out, I'm gonna be nothing correctable, fool.
Not correctable.
Nothing correctable.
You're missing the heart.
Episode 256. This guy just dropped a Shiba Inu.
Shiba Inu.
Inu. I've never heard of that dog. Inu. Inu. Anyway, Shiba I'd rather Inu. Not learn about
don't
the...
You have, don't you have Dogecoin?
This guy's speaking a different language right now. Jesus.
You didn't invest in the cryptocurrencies, bro?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Oh yeah, you got your two main cryptos, right? You got your Bitcoin, of course, which everybody knows. Then you got there's I guess about 1,000 other ones beyond that, but one of them that's in the news recently is called Dogecoin. It was basically a Bitcoin that has the icon of a Shiba Inu,
and all is right.
worth like a penny.
Okay, so anyway, yeah. I'd rather not. Awesome. That was the show. We're closing it out.
So you can invest, but I'd rather not.
Absolutely, and this vocals actually sound amazing. Like, what the fuck, man?
That's awesome.
Yeah, dude. Wish we could actually hang out. We got to one of these days. Son of a bitch. You got to start making them because, you know.
Oh, man. It pains me to not make them, actually. Like,
I know. I got the computer. I got the disc. But I swear, yeah. Did you just put it in your garage, like a setup or something?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or wherever you
take it. I have my work monitors out here and everything, so that'd be perfect.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Or just have a crappy, I have a Seekai TV from the Middle East. That was like $90 or something like that. For a 32-inch TV. It's like, there's like, yeah, Tiger Direct.
That's crazy. Tiger Direct.
Yeah, we want to get it.
This is trusted.
We don't want to ever be sponsored. We don't give a fuck. And the Annihilator, like 8 people listen to it.
What?
And it was just like so shredding, but like hella people listen to the shitty ass couch one. It's like, fuck.
I mean, the couch one was a good idea.
Yeah, just the execution wasn't pulled off by, you know, just a guy who's got some days off trying to make a podcast. The modern world confuses me.
Maybe that'll be like our next podcast that we make. Like, instead of Rhyme and Treason, it'll be called like, because I had a day off.
It's the only time I make. Dude, trying to make it after a day's work, there's no way, man.
Yeah, no, you just make them because you had a day off.
That's right. You wanted something cool to listen to in my car. So, yeah, it's funny. Now I, like, make the podcast for, like, the greatest Sonics of, like, rap songs and, like, EDM shit and then, like, punk and... like Bad Religion, you know what I mean?
Like, actually,
yeah, now I can't wait to hear some synthesizers in the Oingo Boingo track. You know what I mean?
I'm not gonna lie, Oingo Boingo had some good shit.
Did you know the lead singer is famous movie composer Danny Elfman?
I did indeed.
Nah, you knew that? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Idiot. And I thought it was Pluxatonic Phil. Apparently it's Punxatonic Phil. The stupid fucking groundhog bullshit. Fuck you, America, with your groundhog crap. I hope that groundhog gets fucking publicly executed just for being such a dumb idea. Like, come on, dude.
Well, I think the dumber idea was that it became like such a big thing. Like, more people know about Groundhog's Day than, and probably know more about Groundhog's Day than they do about like other major milestones in the history of the world or country, you know?
Yeah, just what a weird concept. And what the fuck? I'd rather not celebrate another Groundhog Day. If possible. Just end it.
There it is.
You've
folks.
Got satellite photographs on your phone of the weather, like, and then, oh, Pete, there's the groundhog, like, cramming up your ass, you fucking piece of shit. Put it in a sack. Lube it up. Fucking bullshit, American. Man. Crap. Feels good to vent.
Predators rampage.
Stella.
We got a Matador's confession or what, man?
No, not this time. It's been a rough emotional roller coaster.
Wait for it. Uh-oh. Are we going to have one or not?
No, I mean, let's not do it. I'm good.
Are you saying?
I've already got one friend pissed at me, and it's a big drama fest, and I got to go deal with it today.
So are you saying?
No confession.
You'd rather not?
I'd rather not. That's right.
What was the theme?
I love when you drink heavily the night before and then wake up and drink and you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, that's, you know, it takes the
edge off, right? It's such a rarity. Like, I never haven't done this in like months, and I'm just like, But the one buddy who gave me the bad advice to ruin this whole plan of intervening on this guy. I guess I'll just give a confession. But I need the theme song.
Man of those confessions gonna kick your ass.
So one of my buddies, he's a traveling nurse, friend of the program. He basically is telling me that a former friend of mine is like, you know, he's heavily addicted to drugs. He's getting like OD, all this crap, right? On like, what's the day? Saturday? Yeah, Friday morning, right? At like 9 in the morning. Ruining like my whole week. I'm such a selfish fuck. You know what I mean? Just like, so I'm like, well, let me call some places and try to get him a room and all this shit. And then we'll drive there. I can't find him a room, so it's kind of a moot thing. And then I brought it up to my friends, and they're like, man, you need to text him right now, blah, blah, blah. So then I start texting with the guy, right? Everything's fine. It's the greatest time of his life, yada, yada. So now my buddy's pissed that I texted him, like, but he never showed up to, like, make a concrete plan or anything. This has been going on for, like, a month and a half. Anyway, so what I was going to bring up is, so there's that drama going on, which I hate drama, but we started brisket at like 9 p.m. last night in a smoker. I'm so stoked on it.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a 15-pound brisket, dude.
Ooh.
It's fucking massive. I guarantee it was like $90, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, texted me this morning.
How long is that going to be? Like, what's that supposed to take? Like 18, 20 hours?
Yeah.
Like that?
So we started it at 10 p.m. last night. He took it off at, oh, he only did like 13 hours, but still. In a Traeger. And yeah, dude, I'm super stoked.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, when you got a like super expensive smoker, that helps.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, closing out the show, I just had to talk about the barbecuing experience and like, and then he like shot all this seasoning into it, like injected it, you know. It was rad, man.
Injected into it, like
seasoning shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like all throughout it, you know. I can't wait to taste it, man.
Ooh, man.
Yeah. So it wasn't all, you know. For all the drama, now I gotta, you know.
Now I got a brisket.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, just what the fuck, man? I'm just a happy-go-lucky guy, like, enjoying his day off, and then, you know, like, fuck, man. And then listening to people's advice and screwing it up, and fuck.
What?
So dumb.
It's one of those, like, hey, you know, when you have a concrete plan and you need me at a certain place at a certain time, I'll be there.
Yeah, but no one's going to make the plan is the problem. You know what I mean?
I mean, you're going to call me and tell me that I need to make the plans?
Yeah, pretty much. No, I know, but if it's really life or death, you know, it's like, yeah, I'll make the plans. I don't know, dude. It's fucked up, man. I was tearing me up yesterday, like all day, until I, you know, got drunk and then texted the, yeah, fuck.
It's off.
Yeah, I know. And then he's, yeah, fuck. All right, closing out the show. Thanks for listening. I'd rather not. This is Rhyme.
And I'd rather not, but treason?
I'm not the pervert.
Man down. Let's put all down. Look what I've got. It's a lazy afternoon. It's a lazy afternoon. It's a lazy afternoon. It's a lazy afternoon. It's a lazy afternoon.
Consider this a message to my mellow in front seat of the Jeep, pumping beats for your rump in the summertime. I'm rising to the shine at 1220. Ghetto streets is sunny. Niggas is getting money. It's mad hot. And what I got to do, I'm not sure. I call him Aura. This dip I know from Bora Bora. Was rapping for a second about what I reckon that I was doing at six. She was inviting me to the flicks that I went. Blew a kiss, click. Now I'm in the shower. I'm in the bathroom, which I simmer for half an hour. Then got drier. Put on a tire to inspire. Hit my dress up for numbers of women that I admire. Later and laughs till around two. Then I got up and ate, drank a brew and caught a page from the crew saying where you at. Later meet us up at the plaque. Bring a sack. Ayo, it's Saturday, it's gonna be fat. Now it's 3:37 and I still ain't left the rest. Electric relaxation from a Tribe Called Quest with the boom. Soaking, smoking, cooling out as I parlay in my room. Cause it's a lazy afternoon.
It's a lazy afternoon.
It's a message to my mellow in the front seat of the Jeep, pumping beats for your rump in the summertime. I'm rising to the shine at 1220. Ghetto streets is sunny. Niggas is getting money. It's mad hot. And what I got to do, I'm not sure. I call her Mora. This dip I knew from Bora Bora. Was rapping for a second about what I reckon that I was doing at six. She was inviting me to the flicks that I went. Blew a kiss, click. Now I'm in the shower. I'm in the bath in which I simmer for half an hour. Then got drier. Put on a tire to inspire. Hit my dress up for numbers of women that I admire. Later at it. Till around two. Then I got up and ate, drank a brew, and caught a page from the crew saying where you at. Later meet us up at the plat. Bring a sack. And yo, it's Saturday, it's gonna be fat. Now it's 3:37 and I still ain't left the rest. Electric relaxation from a Tribe Called Quest with the boom. Talking, smoking, cooling out as I fall in my room. Cause that's a lazy,
it's a lazy afternoon.
My death.
Consider this a message to my mellow in the front seat of the Jeep, pumping beats for your rump in the summertime. I'm rising to the shine at 1220. Ghetto streets are sunny. Niggas is getting money. It's mad hot. And what I got to do, I'm not sure. I call her Mora. This dip I know from Bora Bora. Was rapping for a second about what I reckon that I was doing at six. She was inviting me to the flicks that I went. Blew a kiss, click. I'm in the shower. I'm in the bath in which I simmer for half an hour. Then got drier. Put on a tire to inspire. Hit my dress up for numbers of women that I admire. Laid around and I'm still around two. Then I got up and ate, drank a brew, and caught a page from my crew saying where you at. Later meet us up at the plat. Bring a sack. Nigga, it's Saturday, it's gonna be fat. Now it's 3:37 and I still ain't left the rest. Electric relaxation from a Tribe Called Quest with the boom. Token smoking, cooling out as I parlay in my room. Cause it's a lazy afternoon.
It's a lazy afternoon.
Y'all
say cheese.
In the house, y'all.
It's a lazy afternoon.
See you in the house.
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
entries, and